Today I am going to give you about some of my PhD research that is about a plant microbe interaction. I am working on endophytes. Endophytes are the internal microbes in the plant. If you check in this picture, those microbes that are hanging around in the surface, they are the rhizospheric microbes, and some of the microbes, they can colonize the internal tissue, not only the outer surface. The microbes colonizing the internal tissue, we call them the endophytes. Usually, they maintain the symbiotic relationship with the host plant. That means they are conferring some kind of benefit to the host plant. For example, some of them can confer the tolerance to the biotic and abiotic stress. Some of them have the property to fix the nitrogen, produce the phytohormone, and in return, they get the sugar from the plant and maybe probably the safe shelter from the plant inside this plant tissue. In a practical point of view, the microorganism that could be isolated from surface sterilized plant parts are the endophytes. And then, particularly in the endophytes, I am interested to work on the diazotrophic endophytes. Diazotrophic endophytes means the endophytes having the ability to reduce the atmospheric nitrogen in the form of ammonium or ammonia so that plant can uptake that nitrogen as a nitrogen source. In this picture, this is the sugarcane field in Brazil. Brazil is one of the biggest sugarcane producing country in the world, and the farmers in Brazil, they are growing sugarcane with the limited supply of the nitrogen. The mystery on this kind of agriculture is the sugarcane harbor the many different kinds of diazotrophic endophytes. Those endophytes kind of supplying the nitrogen for the plant demand. That's why people are able to grow the sugarcane even with the limited supply of the nitrogen. That's the one. That's in agriculture system. Let's think about the natural system. Doty, she is my professor in the lab, and she found in the natural system, this is the poplar plant and this is the willow plant. She found some of the endophytes also in the natural system living inside those plants and fixing the nitrogen and also having the other different kind of plant growth promoting properties so that they are supporting those plants to grow in the even this environment. See, this is only the rocks and probably the little bit sand there, but the plants are kind of still growing very healthy. When we think about the nitrogen, biological nitrogen fixation, two things comes in our mind. The first one is the legumes, rhizobium symbiosis. That's in the this pretty well known for the long time, and the people are still, the farmers are still using this practice, the rotation of the legume versus the cereal, something like that. That's the one big area. And the other, in the other area is the Frankia actinomycorrhizal interaction. That's the they are the nodules and the alder roots, and the Frankia lives inside the nodules and also fix the atmospheric nitrogen, and that's supplied to the host plant. Then why we care about those systems? Then the reason is that the nitrogen is one of the important fertilizer in the agriculture, and I guess this is the most applied fertilizer in terms of amount in agriculture system. When we applied the nitrogen fertilizer in the soil, only small portion of that applied nitrogen can uptake by the plant. Rest of the nitrogen goes into the water system, and ultimately it ends up into the big water system like ocean and a river, and that creates the anoxic environment, and that creates the very havoc environment for the aquatic animals. And I think that's not the very good situation from the environmental perspective point. And the other thing is the nitrogen. Mineralization of nitrogen also releases the potent greenhouse gas. That's also the kind of related to the global warming and climate change, that kind of thing. That's why we want to find some kind of a sustainable solution if there is any. And previous researcher in my lab, Khan et al., they used those poplar and willow endophytes to inoculate in the different plants. in this situation, she used the poplar and the willow endophytes and in the tomato and the paper. On your right, they are the inoculated group with the poplar and the willow diazotropic endophytes. In the left, they are the mock inoculated control groups. And you can easily see the difference between the growth pattern. The inoculated plants are kind of more green, more big, and more vigorous as compared to the mock inoculated control. This is the result from Knoth et al., that group. What they did is they used the poplar and the poplar diazotropic endophytes, poplar and willow diazotropic endophytes, and they inoculate back into the poplar. That's the natural host. And what they are looking here is that's the spread is the leaf greenness and the fresh biomass. And this is the control group. That means that's the mock inoculated group. That's also the control group. And you can see that there is a kind of significant difference in the leaf greenness and also in the biomass. And they also did the 15-gene dilution assay. That's the one of the assay that can tell you about the amount of biologically fixed nitrogen in the planter. And what they found is like using that assay, the plant are receiving the 60% of the foliar nitrogen from the biological nitrogen fixation, and they found the significantly different as compared to the control. That means the amount of fixed nitrogen in the leaves is significantly different as compared to the control, and that's the in the dilution assay that's way much higher than the stem and the root. And let's switch back to my work. I'm going to start my work. I'm kind of interested to transfer this technology in basically the more staple food crops, rice and corn. Today I'm going to show you some of my results work that's in rice. For this experiment, I used the variety M206, that's the one of the Japanica variety, and I used the low nutrient sunshine mix, that's the perlite mix, that's the very low nutrient, low nitrogen soil mix, and I grew the rice, inoculated rice plant that's in the greenhouse. This is the list of the endophytes that I used for my experiment. They came from the poplar and they came from the willow. And I mixed together, we call the consortium when we mixed together, then I used that consortium to inoculate the rice plant. This is my result. This is the y-axis is showing the plant height, the x-axis is showing the months after planting, and as you see here, at first month of planting, there is a significant difference. The mock inoculated plants were taller as compared to the endophyte inoculated plants. But over the time, the endophyte inoculated plants were significantly taller as compared to the mock inoculated control. The reason might be we are just measuring the aerial height. Maybe the first month they are kind of investing more in the root. That's why we don't see that parameter in the shoot. And this is the biomass data. Again, in the x-axis, this is the dry weight per plant. And the x-axis is the different plant tissue. This is the whole plant, a root and a shoot. This is the root. This is the shoot. And as you see here, there is a significant difference between the total plant biomass and also in the root biomass and the shoot biomass. It's in between the mock inoculated versus endophyte inoculated groups. And I also check the tiller number, because the tillers is very important for the cereal like the rice and the wheat, because that's kind of related to the crop yield. And we found that there is a significant difference in the tiller numbers as compared to the mock inoculated control. And everything, that's I'm growing the rice in the nitrogen limited condition. Even there's a nitrogen limited condition, this kind of plant is performing well. And that's my greenhouse part. And that's my plant growth assay in the greenhouse. Then I want to check whether how much they are kind of colonizing and how they are colonizing the plant, the rice. And what I set up the experiment in the growth chamber, very controlled condition, and I transform one of the popular endophyte strain with the GFP so that we can visualize that endophytes under the microscope, and that also carrying the some of the antibiotic resistance gene so that we can selectively grow that endophytes. It's compared to the other one, excluding the other other microbes or other endophytes. This is the my kind of setup of experiment. This is the inoculated, that's the control. And after about a month, this is the just the nitrogen-free MS agar medium. And I took out the plant and I washed and I surface sterilized those, and I used the two approach. I used the microscopy to check the plant tissue whether they are colonizing or not. And I used the other technique that's we call the serial dilution assay so that you can selectively grow your endophytes in the medium and count that as like the population of the endophytes or microbes per gram of plant tissue. This is the microscopy result, and this is the they are the root tissue, and as you see here, this is the kind of clumps of the bacteria, maybe the microcolonies of the my endophytes kind of colonizing here, and you can see here, you can see here, you can see here, you can see here. This is kind of a small portion of the roots, but still we can see they are perfectly colonizing in the rice root. And this is my microbiological assay. That's the colony forming unit in a future, I mean the selective medium. This is the like the single like colony forming unit. I counted all of those and expect in a like per gram of plant tissue. And those two plates on your left, they came from the inoculated plants. And you can see your endophytes are kind of growing there. And this is the group from the control, and we don't see any of the endophytes or other microbes are growing. And this is the result from my microscopy and the colony-forming unit assay. And this is the biomass, and this is the colony-forming unit per gram of plant tissue. And I found a kind of the high number of the colony-forming unit per unit biomass in the root as compared to the shoot. And I also found a little bit different in the biomass. It is not significantly different because this is the short-time growth assay. And I still found the kind of, there is a kind of slight trend that the endophyte inoculated plants have more biomass as compared to the mock inoculated control. Just a summary, poplar and the willow endophytes can colonize rice plants. That's we verified from the microscopy and the microbiologically too. And the growth, and the poplar and the willow endophytes have the growth promotion ability even in the rice. We saw from the plant height assay, biomass, and the tiller numbers, because the endophytes inoculated plants have the significant more those properties compared to the mock inoculated control. And our hypothesis from this experiment, growth promotion in nitrogen-limited medium supports the hypothesis of biologically fixed nitrogen by those poplar and willow endophytes. That's my kind of conclusion from my experiment. And with that, I would like to acknowledge my professor, Sharon Doty, and my other professor, Soo-young Kim, he's here. And my undergrad, some of the support I got from the undergraduates, and the funding is from the USDA NEPA. With that, I'm happy to take any questions. That's our kind of, yes, that's our ultimate goal.
Have you checked it?
We haven't checked that yet for the, like, specifically for the rice and corn, but that's our goal, yes. Yeah.
How do you know they are endophytes?
Because originally we isolated that from the surface sterilized plant tissue, and we found them like the colonizing, like the internal parts of the plant. And other thing is, they are, when we inoculate the host plant, we don't see any negative effect. That means they are kind of maintaining the symbiotic, mutualistic symbiotic relationship and the kind of colonizing internal tissue of the plant.
Surface sterilization can escape, actually. still they can be outside somewhere and don't have to be actively so far identified. It's quite possible, until unless you do a, you know, electron microscopy and use some kind of labeling and check. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Because most of the time, they are not active inside, they're just outside.
Yeah, but in the, yeah, as you saw in my microscopy picture, in the basically in the microscopy picture, when, because they are the small plant, and I surfacetalized, and when I checked in the microscope, I did not see much in the kind of surface. That's basically inside.
Well, thank you.